All right, well, let me jump on into the Right Side Way monologue. I'll remind you guys that the daily Right Side Way monologue to start the show off every day, sponsored for you by attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a little while. So let me just say, all right, it's kind of weird, but the southern border is in the news again. The southern border in the news again. Why? Well, we still don't know what we don't know about the terror attack in New Orleans that killed 15 innocent people and wounded nearly 40. But we do know this. The attacker drove a truck, and the plates on that truck indicate that it came into the U.S. from Mexico at Eagle Pass, Texas in the last few weeks. Why is that significant? Well, I mean, it may not be. It could just as easily be proven that it was a rental truck that somebody else used before the New Orleans attacker got his hands on it. But see, here's the deal. There's been so much mayhem surrounding our southern border for the past few years that anyone with a lick of sense sees this issue of the terrorist truck crossing our border as just another example of why we need border controls. I mean, in short, the crisis at the border has been so bad for so long that everything that touches it becomes suspect. So yeah, when a truck that was used in one of the worst terror incidents on U.S. soil since 9/11 is known to have been recently crossing through a southern port of entry, well, can you blame anybody for wondering what that means? I'll be honest, the Trump administration has their work cut out for them when it comes to restoring confidence in our national border security. It's a priority, and they already made more positive impact about the issue before even taking office than Biden did in his entire four-year presidential debacle. But the American public needs to know that border security is not just a project, not just a whim, not just a talk about. It's not just a talking point or a bullet point on a slide. The American public needs to know that it's real. It's important that we will have our sovereign territory protected at all costs and that those that dare to abuse our borders will pay dearly for doing so. So for the past 4 years, we've talked about it a lot on this show, the Biden administration has allowed an incursion by foreign nationals who have literally flaunted our laws to get here. But in truth, I mean, you know, they've been told, our house is your house, so come on in. Communities along the southern border have been devastated by illegal immigration. Crime across the country tied to illegal aliens is a daily news headline. And unfortunately, too many people are just getting numb to it. It's heartbreaking, really. But despite the obvious impact that illegal immigration has on our national psyche, the fact remains that some elected leaders still don't get it. Multiple blue state governors and blue city mayors, they still say they don't intend to cooperate and they'll continue their sanctuary policies. Well, a change is not just needed. A change is imperative. It is actually desperately needed in some places. But the amazing thing is the southern border has actually been an issue for a long, 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 long time. Historically, we've had a very tenuous relationship with Mexico. But in the past, we did not sit idly by. There were no blue states and cities fiddling as Rome burned with sanctuary policies that hurt their own citizens. It was a question in the past of national security, national sovereignty, neighbor watching out for neighbor, states watching out for states. But let me ask you this. Have you ever heard a story about when Germany proposed to ally itself with Mexico and assist the Mexican government in taking back Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas? Me either. I mean, I just learned this, and it's a fascinating story. I like to consider myself somewhat of a history buff, and yet I had never heard this. So sit back, and let me give you the long view of the southern border and the crazy story of what became known as the Zimmerman Telegram. So if you know your history, then you've heard about the Alamo, the galvanizing moment that legendary Americans like Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie and Colonel William Travis and a small force of Texians were put under siege by the Mexican army under General Santa Anna at a time when Texas was still an independent republic. Those Texians were fighting for sovereignty. Well, they held out in the Alamo for weeks, but eventually were wiped out to the last man. And a month later, though, the Texican army under Sam Houston defeated the Mexican army. And then 9 years after that, Texas became a U.S. state. But the Mexican government, though, was still determined to have it back. So in 1846, the Mexican army invaded Texas again. For the next 2 years, the Mexican army and American armies waged war on our southern border. But in 1848, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was signed, and the Mexican government agreed to officially, finally recognize Texas, California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico as sovereign U.S. soil. Okay, so we had war on the border. Yes, we did. Well, fast forward 70 years from that. Europe was in the beginnings of World War I. But Mexico was actually pretty unstable. It was faced with its own civil war. And then came border raids into the U.S. by Mexican revolutionary Pancho Villa. I've talked about that recently. There was a nationwide call here in the U.S. for National Guard units to be activated for federal service on guard duty along the U.S. border with Mexico in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. After Pancho Villa conducted a raid on Columbus, New Mexico, and killed, literally, y'all, listen, 100 years ago, Pancho Villa came in from Mexico and killed, I want to say it was 19 people, and left the town in flames. He had a 1,500-man army, just crossed over into the U.S., went to Columbus, New Mexico, and killed 19 people and burned the town. Well, President Wilson ordered General John Blackjack Pershing to lead 6,000 American troops into Mexico and capture Villa. And reluctantly, Mexican President Carranza at the time agreed to allow the U.S. to then invade a Mexican territory. So for nearly 2 years, Pershing and his soldiers, they chased the elusive Villa back and forth on horseback, on automobiles, with airplanes. The American troops had bloody skirmishes with Mexican rebels. And then Germany got involved. And this is the new part that I had never heard before. You see, in January 1917, with World War I ongoing in Europe, British intelligence intercepted a telegram from the German Foreign Office to the German ambassador in Mexico. The German Secretary of Foreign Affairs, he proposed through his emissary to the Mexican government that they should be allies. Germany and Mexico, allies. Germany was preparing to go all in on unrestricted submarine warfare in the Atlantic, and they feared the idea of the U.S. getting involved in the war in Europe. So Germany officially proposed to provide support to Mexico for it to reconquer what the Zimmermann telegram called, quote, Mexico's lost territory of New Mexico, Texas, and Arizona. Y'all, I had never heard this story. This is crazy. But what's even crazier is that the Mexican government gave it serious consideration. It is said that the Mexican president and his cabinet studied the proposal, gave weight to it, but in the end, Mexico decided not that it was unwise to fight with their neighbor to the north. No, not on the basis of being good neighbors. No, no. Mexico just decided to decline Germany's offer because they did not think they could gather up the necessary military equipment and manpower at a time when they were already facing internal strife and civil war. My first thought was this couldn't have been real. Was this just like a ruse to get America into World War I? No. It appears the German government actually confirmed the authenticity of the telegram when they were confronted by the U.S. and Great Britain. The American public was incensed. Any anti-war sentiment went away. A few weeks later, German submarines began seeking commercial shipping, and a week later, the U.S. entered the First World War. So in October of 2005, by the way, an original copy of what is now known as the Zimmermann Telegram decoding document was discovered in the archives of the British Communications Headquarters. And for reasons that I don't understand, there's still at least 6 classified files related to the Zimmermann Telegram that have never been made public. But my point in telling you this bit of history is not just that it's interesting. It's in order to paint the long view that the American border has historically been a source of great effort to secure. Wars and raids and incursions and threats of geopolitical alliances. Taking care of our southern border takes work. It takes a plan. It takes real effort. And we have had no effort from D.C. for the past 4 years. Look, American communities have been harmed and are living under threat, and it was seen back then as an invasion, a destruction of the sense of security and sovereignty that every U.S. citizen has a right to expect their government to ensure for them. A blatant and intentional effort to blur the lines of our national borders by the Biden administration has failed to provide even a hint of care and concern that one should expect a government to provide. So the bottom line is this. Yeah, there was a Zimmermann telegram. Yeah, we've had wars on our southern border. We've had Mexico try to re-seize territory. We even had Germany try to ally itself during a time of European war with Mexico to help them invade our southern borders. But the bottom line is this. We're still here, and that border is still ours, and we have to secure that border. And I believe that we will. We've done it before. We'll do it again. Because without a border, you have to question whether you really have a nation. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.